ghost, long-term guest, and gracious host. Rewritten history, a sleepy slavery. Those sweet, sweet, sweet machines, sending, selling, good migrations. Tuned into the mother nation, taking a rest.
This is Sub Ether Radio. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and the network crew was here a few minutes ago, and they asked us to make some announcement. And I think most people know that problem. Guys, if any one of you has a DHCP server on his laptop, turn it off, because we will have great problems here, big problems and trouble. If you are still running your own DHCP server out there, Also, we still have problems with some wild wavelengths that are out there. Within the next hours, the big wavelength will start, and well, this time the wild little wavelengths should be offline so that there wouldn't be any interference.
Beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and the glow of fire and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat. I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that.
Good morning, you are listening to Radio Sub-Ether on 88.3 MHz on the Chaos Communication Camp. For people who are just arriving here, make sure that you park on the parking lots and please don't drive with your car on the camp. Of course, we have much problems here with the landlord. Who is afraid that the grass could get serious damage if there's too much car traffic out here. So, if you are coming onto the campsite, please park your car outside and get a hand trolley, to get your stuff onto the ground. These little hand cars are available at the entrance, mostly, hopefully. In case there are no hand trailers, ask the crew or the angels for some help. But please don't drive on the camp fields. An exception, of course, is the area for the campers. So when you come on here, just turn on the radio to 88.3. to tune into our radio station. Of course, we also have a radio stream, MP3 stream, and Ogg Vorbis stream. This stream is available at our website www.subether.de. In case you don't have internet and don't have a normal FM radio, then you can also use the local telephone system to listen to Radio Sub-Ether. I think most people don't know this. If you are connected to the local telephone system here, just dial 5566 and you get the radio stream from your phone. Ether Radio. It's exactly 8 o'clock and 23 minutes. Wow. I think this is the time for a time shift. I think, well, Reich, you are completely overtired, yeah?
A bit. I'm used to be overtired. It was fun. I spent some hours here at the radio station, and I started with Helge with Atomic Lock Rotation, independent guitar music, and now I played some chilling ambient music. I like it a lot. But now it's time to leave. It was my first time at the radio, and okay, my English is not the best, but I try it again somewhat later.
So what will you do now?
Oh, it's a problem. My body wants to sleep, and my mind wants to hack.
Yeah, but I think after such a long time in the radio, sleep would be the best opportunity, yeah?
Okay, yes, but I have a small tent called...
Happy sweating.
Yeah, that's the problem. I can't sleep when the sun shines on me, and no, it's too hard. Maybe I have a nice chair, I lie down and sleep in open air.
And a nice club mat, of course.
Okay, I drank a lot club mat this night.
I also slept open air this night. It's really nice looking in the stars. Well, in your case, looking in the sun.
And becoming a sunburn.
And become a sunburn.
Not becoming. Okay.
I have the problem now. I didn't know how to sleep on the back. It's hurting so much. But I think I'm not the only one here on the camp with sunburn. So, but who is coming for you, Reich? Who will be the next?
Next? Oh, sorry. maybe he will introduce himself, because I'm very tired and names are such a thing.
So.
Yes, I am Fuse, and I'm new at this radio station. I'm an angel, and I like to make a little bit radio with the other peoples here. It's very funny, and this morning on the angel tent there are no milk. It's very bad.
So
I'm going to this tent and lock, and so I'm coming here.
So normally you are on the helpers crew called the angels here on the campsite.
Yes, I'm with the angels and help on the different places to make a good camp.
To set up everything so that it's running. What kind of music do you want to play within the next hour?
It's from Die Prinzen. It's Berlin.
Well, only the Prinzen for 1 hour?
No. There are more. Kate Tressel, Trance and Acid. It's a good song or whatever. Doppelkammer Tee, Beutel Blues. It's not so. No, the people don't know this song. It's funny to play that on the camp. Yes.
Okay, so I guess we should just start the first song and listen to it.
Goodbye.
Wieder hektisch und so komisch elektrisch. Das ist es, was ich an der Stadt nicht mag. Ich höre aus dem Auto fette Bässe, krieg sie voll in die Fresse. Und mir ist klar, das wird nicht mein Tag. Steh ganz hinten unter Lippen, will verschwinden, wenn sie mich endlich lassen. Ich spüre, wie mein Blutdruck steigt. Ich
bin genervt, steh im Stau, da seh ich plötzlich diese Frau und kann's nicht fassen. Ihre Augen haben mir gezeigt, da ist Sun, 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 Sonne in Berlin. Sun, 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 Sonne in Berlin. In ihr Gesicht und glaube, sie bemerkt mich nicht. Sie schaut nach oben. Ich stelle mich ins Halteverbot. Schwimme durch die Menschenmassen, krieg sie nicht zu fassen, werde geschoben. Und natürlich steht die Ampel grad auf Rot. Ich seh die Blässe einer Politesse, doch ich habe leider kein Interesse. Sie denkt, sie regelt hier den Verkehr. Ich such nur diese eine Frau, da wird der Himmel plötzlich grau und nässe. Auf den Straßen um mich her. Und es gibt Rain, 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 Regen in Berlin. Rain, 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 Regen in Berlin. Und jetzt passiert, was keiner je geglaubt hat. Ich fahre wirklich jeden Tag in die Hauptstadt. Ich stehe zwischen tausend Menschen ganz alleine. Und ich hoffe so sehr, ich finde endlich meine Love, 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 Liebe in Berlin. Love, 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 Liebe in Berlin. Love, 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 Liebe in Berlin. Love, 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 Love.
Radio Sub-Ether, it's nearly 8 o'clock and 32 minutes, something around this, I guess. Well, joining us now here in the radio show, Fuse.
Hello, I'm camping at the fire lounge and it's a loud place. We want to build some antennas in at the camp when it begins. Different antennas like helix or thin antennas, and it's funny. It's all here, and it's also a beautiful place with a.
So you're doing some kind of antenna building workshop over there.
Yes, it's an antenna.
For what kind of usage? So WaveLAN antennas?
WaveLAN, yes.
FM radio antennas, maybe?
No, just WaveLAN antennas at the time. It can be extract or whatever to other antennas. But now just WaveLAN.
So maybe some people are interested in building antennas. Where can they join? Where can they find information? And where can they also build antennas?
There are people came into the fire lounge and ask some people. I don't know on which time we began, but I'm sure there are people that can help, can help.
Okay. So people who want to build antennas go to the camp fire lounge area and ask there for the antenna workshop. And we go on with the next music on the.
Thank you. music is just like seeing the colors of trance and feeling the power of acid. Trance and acid. Trance and acid. And acid. And acid. And acid. Trance and acid.
Trance and feeling the power of acid. Trance and acid.
You are listening to Radio Sub-Ether and it's 40 minutes after 8 o'clock. So, the camp is waking up. The people are coming to here. The people are traveling to Berlin and, well, in these minutes they are coming here. The parkplatz is, the parking lots are filling up and, talking about strange things that happen. Yesterday there was a Discman that was missing. Maybe some guys of you remember, we call it out on the radio. Meanwhile, the guy called and told us that he has found his Discman and he found it on his own table, in his own tent, which is quite strange. Well, maybe we are not the only people here that are sleepless.
Ich sing den Doppelkammer-Teebeutel Blues. Doppelkammer-Teebeutel Blues. Den Doppelkammer-Teebeutel Blues. Oh baby, let me take off your shoes. Ich und du, immerzu, wollen wir dieser schnöden Welt entfliehen. Komm, schenk mir ein wenig mehr von dir. Der Tee muss anyway noch 5 Minuten 10. Sing den Doppelkammer-Teebeutel Blues. Doppelkammer-Teebeutel-Blues. Den Doppelkammer-Teebeutel-Blues. Oh baby, let me take off your shoes. Ob grün, ob schwarz, ob fruchtig, süß, ob Mate oder einfach friesisch herb. Auf dem Kanapee mit dir eine Tasse Tee. Das macht die Nacht so lieblich und so lebenswert. Sing den Doppelkammer-Teebeutel-Blues. Doppelkammer-Teebeutel-Blues. Den Doppelkammer-Teebeutel-Blues. Oh baby, let me take off your shoes. Lass den Kessel nochmal pfeifen, gieß nochmal ne Tasse auf. Lass der Liebe ihren freien Lauf. Lass uns nach den Sternen greifen, lass uns das Aroma spüren, wenn wir uns beim 5 Uhr Tee verführen.
Möchtest du noch ne Tasse?
Radio Sub-Ether here, and joining us in this show is Fuse. Fuse, tell us something about you. Where are you coming from?
Yes, it's a longer story from traveling to this place. I'm home at Emmendingen near Freiburg on the south Germany. And I'm learning on Heidelberg, near Heidelberg in Neckargemünd. And so I'm traveling from Neckargemünd to Hamburg and to make a what's the word for practicum?
A trainee's job.
Ah, yes. So for a trainee's job with 6 weeks long. And then I'm coming to Berlin, and I'm traveling with Berlin Linienbus and from the ZOB COB Funktour. It's I'm use a bus. It's a long traveling, 2 hours from Funkturm to here, 2 or 3 hours. And after I come to Alt Landsberg on the bus station, I'm working with my GPS to the camp waypoint, and it's a wild. Area with a river, a small river. I must build a bridge to come over the river. What's the word for Stange?
Piece of wood.
Piece of wood.
Piece of metal.
Piece of metal. Oh, maybe piece of metal. And I do it over the river, and it's a funny story.
So it was quite an adventure to get here. Well, for me personally, it was quite unspectacular. I get into the train in Bonn and got off at the train station in Berlin. And a friend picked me up to drive me here.
Oh.
I think that's quite more easy. So what's the next song on our playlist?
Yeah, so GBO, go, Give Me Dope, Joanna. It's a common song, I think.
Okay, so let's listen to it.
Yes.
Zur Arbeit gehen, dann dreh ich mir meine Morgentüte. Kann vor Qualm fast schon nichts mehr sehen. Und am Rande meine Ekstase nehme ich gerade noch wahr. Von dem Zeug, das ich so gern rauche, tu, ist schon beinahe fast nichts mehr da. Sie verhaften, zur Hilfe stand ich schon bereit. Ich hab den Bullen nur einmal angerülpst und da war er auf der Stelle breit. Give me
Here, Sub Ether Radio, and we are listening to quite strange music. And, well, right now I have a phone call coming in here, so I just pick up the phone, and who is there?
Hello, my name is Jens, I'm from Bonn.
Jens, yeah. Jens Olig, I yeah. already know you. Yeah. Such a coincidence, we talked
yeah,
before.
Yeah, what a coincidence. And, yeah, just tuned into the MP3 stream, and I think you guys really need a cup of coffee because you sound so tired. It's incredible.
It is incredible. I am awake since 31 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, Jens, you know the problem. You know the problem. At night, everyone is sleeping. And here, the night is the AM area of the clock. You know this time of day?
Yes, I
AM?
Do. Yes, I do. Because and at the first Chaos Communication Camp back in 1999, I was participating in the FM radio at the campsite, and well, I had the same problem you had, because everyone went to sleep after a long day of hard work, and nobody felt responsible for the radio anymore. So the options were either to switch off the radio or do it yourself, and I ended up doing the AM hours on, I think, 4 days in a row. And yeah, probably not the best for your health, but I was young then.
Yes, we also have Club Marty here, and we talked a lot about, if you already guessed, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
For the people who don't know, Jens is the biggest fan of Club Marty within the area of Cologne and Bonn.
Yes, I am. I'm really, I swear by this stuff. It's great.
Jens, why yes. aren't you here?
Well, I'm not here because in March something wonderful happened to me. I became a father, and I now have a 5-month-old baby daughter, and she needs a lot of care, a lot of love, and well, she takes a lot of time from us. And well, I think because my wife, she starts to work already. She's back to work, and so I have to take care of our little daughter. So I think I won't make it to the camp. I know you have a place where children are cared for, the Kinderchaos. But if you look there, I think the children are a little bit older, at least 1 year old and up, and it's really hard to travel such a long way from the west of Germany to Berlin with a 5-year-old baby girl. So I think I won't make it. I don't want to promise too much, but maybe I will make it on the weekend, but this is still unclear.
Well, I hope so, because you're missing much.
Yes, I know. And guess what? I really feel sorry, because when this camp craziness started in Europe back in 1993, so
in Holland,
that is 10 years ago already, there was Hacking at the End of the Universe in Holland, and I went there, and it was really great. And from that moment on, every camp that was really changed my life. It was always an experience that changed my life completely. Hacking at the End of the Universe changed my life. And then 4 years later, in 1997, we had Hacking in Progress, also in Holland. And then 2 years later, the first Chaos Communication Camp. It also changed my life. This was the first time that we set up an FM radio station to entertain the masses at the camp. And then 2 years later, in Enschede in Holland, again, there was Hackers at Large, hell. And well, now it's 2003, and there is still another camp going on, and I would really love to go, but unfortunately, I think I won't be able to make it this year, and this really, really makes me sad. But on the other hand, I have this wonderful girl who's now sleeping like an angel, and I think that that is enough. So one side of me is really sad about not being able to come to the camp, but the other side says, okay, you're grown up now anyway, so stop this.
Well, I think a daughter is a wonderful reason not for coming to the camp, a baby daughter, of course. Jens, you made a lot of camps in the past. Did anything change in the culture since first events like this, as far as you see this?
Yeah, of course, technologically a lot changed. In 1993, at Hacking at the End of the Universe, we were really glad to have some kind of internet connection. Most people were at home, were still using maybe dial-up accounts to dial into universities, and something like a internet service provider market was simply not in existence at that time. And the Dutch hackers that organized Hacking at the End of the Universe at the beginning of the 90s, they soon after that conference, they started their own internet service provider, Access for All, which you might know or not, which is quite famous. So at that time, internet was the big thing, and we were really happy to have it. And nowadays people take it for granted that you really have high bandwidth. There must be a camp with really high bandwidth. And I remember when I went to the camp in 1993, a lot of people were installing a strange little operating system that one Finnish student just released, and of course, because no one had a CD drive, CD-ROM drive in their computers back then, they were using huge stacks of diskettes, of floppy disks, and putting in the install disk for Linux. And the reason why they were installing it suddenly at the camp was because it was just a moment when, for the first time, Don Becker released drivers, hardware drivers, for network cards. So the camp back in 1993 marked the point where you could actually do something useful with your Linux box, because now you could use your network drivers and you could use some kind of TCP/IP. And I remember that people were making jokes, well, if it continues in this speed, next year we will have X Windows support on Linux. And everyone was laughing because that was, of course, just ridiculous idea.
The beginning of Linux.
Yeah. And then 1997, of course, the internet boom was in full swing, and hackers didn't have to explain anymore what an internet was or what a modem was, or suddenly computers were cool, and there was a lot of money available, because so many companies